And there's really nothing we can do. So, what do we do then? Faith towards God. That's the next thing. But I felt like I wanted to say more about dead works, though. They are not just works, and they are also, it is not just the works we would seek to please God that we need to repent from, of course, right? Our sins, the works of the former nature, the works of unrighteousness, the works of iniquity. But there are good and bad works, but none of those works will bring us to eternal life. None of those works can save us. We repent from our sins and from our vain attempts to try to, you know, because the thing is, some people think, they look back at what they've done and they somehow think that that predisposes God to elect them. Well, I've given, you know, what they'll do is they'll look at, they'll say, well, I'm sorry about my sins and look at all the good I've done. And they start to think, because you know what, ultimately that leads, if that's the basis, then you have yourself to thank for your salvation. Because there is some arbitrary set of rules by which God must abide. And he must give you eternal life because you earned it. That is not how Christianity works, I'm telling you. So what I'm saying is, in this idea of repentance from dead works, there is a milk level of we turn from our sins, we turn from our dead works, right? From all the dead works, and there are many. All the way, you know, the ways we think we can approach the throne. And the ways, you know, meaning we think we can approach the throne with sin on us? Wrong. We think we can approach the sin offering our good deeds? Wrong. We have to approach our sin, the throne of God, the throne of grace, seeking his grace, not offering our works or coming with sin on us, expecting that's going to be okay. The idea is before we get there, he's going to cleanse us from our sins. And before we get there, we're going to have the works of God happening in us by his power. And those works are not to be repented of. And neither are they of us, but they're of him who's called us to repentance and to good works. There's a subtle distinction there. I hope you understand. Faith toward God. Faith toward God is not just a blanket thing. Like, I have faith in faith. I've seen that so much in these modern moralistic movies where they, you know, believe in yourself. Have faith. It's just like as if having faith in and of itself was enough. It was something already. So, you know, have faith. In faith. The power of faith. You know, faith. Faith itself has no power. Faith. People put their faith in all, you know, you trust in this, you trust in that. God is not impressed with our faith. You know, we put our faith in all kinds of things that aren't true. You know, I'm thinking back in the time of the Israelites and the examples that they had, that they created and that God gave to us by their errors. Like Isaiah 30, verse 2, this occurs to me. You know, it talks about what are the rebellious children, etc., etc., right? They want to go down to Egypt. They have not asked in my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. They wanted to escape the Assyrian invasion by trusting in Pharaoh and in trusting in Egypt. And that is, trust and faith go hand in hand. Because faith is the idea of, trust is more of a, it's a subtle difference between trust and faith. Trust is what you feel when you have faith. I mean, it's not so much a feeling, but, you know, my trust in something coming to pass is faith. My belief that some hoped for object is going to come to be. You know, the fact that I trust in that is faith, right? Our faith towards God is not just this amorphous belief in belief, you know, or that it's always going to be good. And God's always, I mean, I do this. I do believe that all things work to good for them that love God. Even bad things work for good. See, that's the thing. All things work for good. It doesn't say that all things are good for those who trust in God. No, all things work for the good. It means even evil things that come on you work to your benefit, ultimately. But that ultimately can be a long way off. So the faith towards God is not just for our benefits, meaning immediate benefits, you know. Like, I think of, you know, the Word of Faith movement and people who believe in, you know, a lot of these, where it's faith almost becomes like this magically propertied power. Faith toward God is belief in the truth. It is belief in the Word of God, in the things that Christ taught, in the things that His apostles taught, the faith that is acceptable to God. That is the faith we want to have. And you can go very deep into faith. You know, we go, like Paul talked about, from faith to faith. We continue in belief. We continue in adding to belief. Our belief gets stronger and it becomes broader, meaning we believe more things about the truth as we know more things about the truth. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Remember in the Israelites were rejected because they didn't believe. And we think today, wow, if we had had those miracles, we probably would do exactly what He said. And maybe that's true. You know, because Christ said, you know, if Sodom and Gomorrah had had the miracles done in it, that the cities that I went through had done in them,